is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights.
Welcome back. I want to start by asking a question. This is a question that has really had a huge influence on my life. And when I work with mamas in my Reconnect program, it's kind of at the core of what I hope we get to as we work through the program together. It's something that I wish we could all really and truly know. And it is this. What if everything is always working out for us? What if everything is always working out for you? Can you believe that at the core of it, everything is always working out for you? Now, this question is important because it helps us look at whether we can trust that the tough times, the overwhelm, the broken bits are actually a gift. Can we trust that we are going through this time, this moment, this challenge, because there is something that we need to learn, let go of, surrender, or understand so we can grow? Oh my goodness, it's taken me so long to try and really get to a point where I can trust that everything is always working out for me. That within my marriage, within my health, within my business, within my friendships, that every single thing that happens is a gift. It's big, isn't it? To truly get to a point where you can be grateful for the tough times, be grateful for the scary moments, be grateful for the fact that that fight happened, that money ran out, that illness came into your life. It's huge, isn't it? I know in my life, I always get to the point where I sit down and I say, wow, thank you for this. I can see that it's come for a reason. Sometimes that place between why is this happening and thank you for this is miles apart, days. And sometimes it's a very short amount of time. But this is a practice, this is an awareness that I am trying to cultivate as much as possible in my life. So I often see with mamas, there's a particular behavior or something going on with their little ones that's really triggering them. Perhaps it's sibling fighting. Perhaps it's a child with a lot of independence and strength and really pushes back against you. Perhaps it's just the chaos of the morning routine. Perhaps it's a child that still doesn't sleep, whatever it is. And we stay in that struggle. We stay in that, why is this happening? How can I overcome this? What should I do? We Google it. We buy books about it. We sign up for things about it. We kind of get stuck in that energy of this is here and I need to fix it. In fact, sometimes we don't even try and fix it. We just get stuck in this is it. This is my reality and I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. Why is this so hard? Why does it have to be like this? How can I change this? How can I change this? And when we get stuck in that energy of how can I change this, we are really hanging on to the present moment. It's like we've stopped moving forward. We've stopped moving through the lesson. We've stopped moving through what it is. We're really holding ourselves in that place of overwhelm, anger, resentment, whatever it is. that took me a really long time to see that by sitting in that place of overwhelm, whatever the emotion is, and trying to mentally work it out or fix it was really keeping me from a place of surrendering it and almost stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. I wonder what it is that I need to learn here. I wonder what it is that this is trying to teach me. And it's just bringing this sense of wonder to it. I wonder why this keeps happening in my life. And when you just flick over to that wonder, you're able to start stepping back from that energy of stuckness, if that's what you want to call it. You really start stepping away from the muddy water, the muckiness of it all, that real stuck in the mud energy. If you can step back, and obviously in the middle of the tantrum, in the middle of the overwhelm, in the middle of the rushing and the anger, it's hard to step back. So this has to perhaps be something you do later that day, at night time, when you have a bit more space, when you're walking along the beach, whenever it is. But if you can be conscious enough to be able to ask yourself, I wonder what this is about. Because when we do that, we come back to that question I started with. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Just sit with those words for a moment because they are so powerful. If we believe that, then we can see that everything is a gift. So what if you say those words to yourself, everything is working out for me, and there's just no connection to it. It doesn't feel like it's the truth. In fact, it almost makes you feel a bit angry. If everything's working out for me, why does this hurt so much? If everything's working out for me, why is it so much harder for me than everybody else? What if you feel like that? If you feel like that, first of all, start with kindness, as I always say. Acknowledge that that is where you are and that is totally okay. That's where we start. And even that is a gift. Even where you are right now is exactly where you're meant to be. But the thing is, you're listening to this podcast and the momentum to change is beginning. So first of all, we practice self-compassion and say, no, I don't believe that everything's working out for me, but that's okay. I'm not going to judge that. It's just what I believe at the moment. And I can see that and I accept that, but I do not judge it. And then you bring that same sense of wonder that you had about a wonder why this is happening with whatever the challenging situation is in your life. You bring that same sense of wonder to the bigger question. But I wonder what it would be like if I saw this differently. I wonder if I could just see it differently, what the lesson might be. I wonder. To bring this sense of curiosity and almost less attachment to it. It really has been so huge in my life to start to cultivate this sense of faith, trust, that even in the really dark times, even in those times when I've really thought, I have no idea why this is happening and why this is so hard, to eventually, you know, this is not about me being the guru. I am in Strugglesville just as often as everybody else. But to bring this sense of wonder and trust to all of the situations. I know that everything is working out for me, so there must be a reason I'm going through this. What is it that I have to learn? I wonder what this gift is. And when I sit with that for a little while, I start to see it's because I needed to heal this part. It's because I need to learn stronger boundaries. It's because I need to go through this right now so I'm ready for the next amazing thing that's coming my way. But first, I need to clear up this mess. First, I need to go through this to figure out my priorities, to learn this lesson, because then I will be ready for the next thing. I'll be ready. I will be ready. As the amazing Abraham Hicks says, I'm getting ready to be ready. And so perhaps, Mama, what's happening right now is simply getting you ready to be ready for everything you are hoping for. What if this is all a gift? What if everything is working out for you all of the time? Just sit with that question and see what comes up. Hope that helps. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Sat Nam.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.